I would like to correct an error for which I may myself have been responsible. We have talked much of the merger of the two campuses. In reality, we're in the presence of the merger of, or the cooperation of, all of the university's schools and colleges. Whether we think of the medical school, the Eastman School of Music, University School, Graduate School, School of Nursing, Men's College or the Women's College, each in its own way is a principal beneficiary in what is about to happen beginning today. And in order to make that point doubly sure, we've been very fortunate again in getting Dean Burton of the Eastman School of Music to speak on behalf of the School of Music and on behalf of the principal, that this is a benefit involving all of our institutions.
This ground being broken here today will, within the space of 2 years, be occupied by residence halls, dining halls, a gymnasium, and a swimming pool, which will offer to the students of the College for Women the best of opportunities for an educational experience. This should gladden the hearts of all those who are especially interested in the College for Women, but it has, I believe, far broader implications. The spirit of a university is made up of a set of complex and mutually advantageous associations. Each such institution is necessarily made up of many parts. These parts, while functioning as a part of a greater whole, also seek their own special development in special fields and are largely responsible for carrying on and executing their own programs. In such a procedure, as long as they lean toward their own special abilities and special endeavors, these special parts are called schools. It is only when they cooperate in a broader program that they may be entitled to use the word university. In the years of its history, Eastman School of Music has been closely associated with the College of Arts and Science, particularly with the College for Women. Many of the women have taken advantage of the opportunity for a variety of subjects offered at Eastman School of Music. Many of them have become music majors and have achieved excellence in performance even while they are doing their work at the College for Women. In turn, the students at Eastman School of Music have enriched their own cultural background by taking advantage of the electives offered to them in the College for Women. And so it is as we look upon this merger. We find that it will be profitable not to any one phase of this university community, but rather that in it, each division will develop within itself. And in its development, there will be growth in friendship and mutual cooperation between all parts. And so today, as this ground is broken and is dedicated to the use of a special group, the College for Women, we do it with the firm belief that it will add to the enrichment of the entire university community.